Now, can artists still get involved, submit work?
We've actually closed our deadline for artist participation. We have to close it down sometime because this is sort of one of those events. It's sort of like wrangling cats. We have so many different types of venues happening, and we have a lot of individual artists who are looking for spaces as well. So what we do is we find building owners. There are some great building owners, like Locust Development is working with us this year to allow us the use of a space over by Amber's on Fulton. And we've put a collection of artists in that space, and we've combined them with a local curator, and he's going to take them, and it's going to be like magic. He's going to make magic. He's going to bring everybody together and create a really cohesive show. And so some of the spaces are vacant, and we also have businesses like Rapid Growth Media is allowing us to use their space to showcase a group of artists. And so we have to kind of cut it off at some point so that we can get all of those artists sorted out, figured out, and that cutoff was last week.
Sure. Now, do each of you have some exhibits or venues that you're excited to personally check out?
Oh, man. Amber, what are you excited about?
Definitely Scilab. That's always just such a energetic atmosphere there. And then Kendall College Studios, because it's hard to get over to that side of town and check out their stuff. Like you said, only 9 to 5 they're open. Now they're going to be open later.
Yeah. I get really excited about some of the stuff that's popping up for the very first time. Miscellany is a space on South Division that's going to be opening. This is their grand opening this evening, the evening of Art Downtown.
Okay.
And so they are actually going to be a three-point combination. It's going to be the studio for the artist who lives there, Patrick Lely. It's also going to be the first time that he's been open to the public, and it's going to have a gallery component to it and a store component to it, where he's going to be selling new items and vintage items. The guy has got an eye for stuff, and so I'm really excited about some of those first time open to the public sort of spaces. Sure. Like Patrick's.
Sure. Volunteers, are you guys looking for volunteers? And if so, how do folks get involved?
Oh, we are so looking for volunteers. We need close to 100 volunteers to make this event run. And so we ask you to get involved with us, become a part of the event. This year, we've got some really cool volunteer swag. We have these great stickers, which, by the way, we brought one for you, Paul.
Well, thank you.
They say artists take over. So our volunteers will be wearing stickers the night of the event, and they'll also have nifty bandanas. So if you want to make a fashion statement, we're going to all have bandanas. So you can look for our volunteers that way. But if you want to become a volunteer, hook up with us on Facebook. We are actually working with the United Way's Volunteer Center on using their new program to kind of capture our volunteer base. And so we'll be posting that all over our Facebook group for the Avenue for the Arts, all over the invite, which is Art Downtown. So just search for Art Downtown on Facebook. And if you're really interested and you can't find any of that information, you can always email us. And the email is avenueforthearts@gmail.com. And like I said, we need 100 people. We need warm bodies. And we're really looking for some dynamic speakers, talkers, people who love to chat it up, because we need trolley guides. So people with great radio voices would be great for this. We're really looking for somebody who wants to get on a trolley and chat with a bunch of total strangers.
Sure.
We do create a script for you. So, but it's a great way. Amber, you've done the trolley
guide
before.
Yeah, I did a trolley stop before. You don't have to do it for the whole night. Like, you don't have to be completely committed into it. You can just do it for a couple hours at a time. But it's just great to, like, meet people and just tell about, like, everything that's going on. Like, they'll feel your energy and they'll get excited about it as well.
How many trolleys are there going to be this year?
There are going to be 3 trolleys. We actually had to add one. Last year, we had so many people on the trolley that we broke it.
Uh-oh.
So we had to add another trolley this year. So this year, we'll have 3, which is great because it means that people will get around a little bit faster. And that has also allowed us to add a couple of extra stops. So some of those spaces that might have been a little bit out of the way, we're going to add an extra stop right out front to get people over there faster. And also, the trolleys are so great for families. If you have your kids, you want to go out and about, they're a little cumbersome for strollers, but if you've got one of those easy snap-up strollers, it's great. And the trolleys are just kind of a great thing. We've got like 5 to 10-year-old kids just love the trolleys. This is a great time to bring your families down because it's all free. It's all very accessible.
The trolleys are free?
Trolleys are free.
Perfect.
We'll be asking for donations, so if you'd like to donate on the trolley, that'd be great. But they are free during the evening, and most of the events, with the exception of just maybe one or two that have a very insignificant cover, are free as well.
Perfect. This is Paul Jendraziak with Sunday Morning Town Square, and we've been joined by Jen Schaub and Amber Stout. We've been chatting about Art Downtown, which is happening Friday, April 13th from 6 to 11 in downtown Grand Rapids. And if folks want to go to a website, is there a website for them to get more details, maps?
Yep, we have a great website. It's artdowntowngr.com. And thank you to our designer, Erwin Erkfitz, for helping us put that together. He does all of our graphic design and does a great job. But you can go onto our website and you can find a map right now. Leading up to the event, the first week in April, we'll actually have our really basic map that just has our trolley stops.
Okay.
It's if you want to start pre-planning your evening, those trolley stops are where you can jump on any trolley. There will be a volunteer there with a map to get you on board. But we will have our full map, which includes all 30 locations, up the week of the event. We start, I believe it's April 9th, that Monday, and
okay.
we publish the entire map in mm-hmm. all of its glory. So we promise by that Monday to have it up there for you pre-planners. For those of you who just want to come down and wing it, there will be lots and lots of volunteers wearing Artist Takeover stickers and bandanas, so you'll be able to spot them. Everything's red this year, so just look
okay.
for the red dots.
Perfect. Mm-hmm. Thanks so much for joining me, guys. Looking forward to checking out Art Downtown again this year.
Great. And everybody connect with us on Facebook. So Facebook, the website, we'd love to hear from you.